This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's that day we call Your Money Matters. Seems like it comes every week, Kurt.
Seems like Your Money Matters every day anymore.
Man, every minute, no doubt. Well, that voice you hear is Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, which brings you this show each week, and we thank Kurt for that. Kurt's our exclusive mortgage lender. His number is 720-895-0500, and today we are going to spend the time talking with Kurt about his industry and the mortgage world. So, Kurt, first of all, what's happening in your world?
Well, it's like anything else. It's just a constant change. We were talking before the show. Some people were kind of complaining about things now, and I said, well, did you think about what it was like 2.5 years ago when we were dead in the middle of COVID and nobody could go anywhere and the roads were bare and how much we worried then?
Yeah. And, you know, if my memory serves right, it kind of hit about right now because remember March Madness was called off. So in these next few weeks, we had no idea what the next few years would hold.
Yeah, and how it just escalated. That's why I said about 2.5 years ago. If you go back till, let's say, September, October of 2020, it's like, no, we weren't having fun at all.
At all.
Yeah. At all. Everything was. I mean, the kids were out of school. We're going to see how that affects things. I mean, there were so many things that were going so wrong, in our opinion, because of this COVID and what it was doing. Yeah, I mean, we got struggles now, but we're much past those and the mask and where you can go, where you can't go. How far
I'm
you have to stay away from
mask,
people. Yeah. Yeah, get me away from the mask. I'm the same way.
Absolutely. Well, once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, hope you'll give Kurt and his crew a call. They'll be glad to help you. And Kurt, you know, in the past, you've talked about these VA home loans and really, you look back at like what we're just talking about, what we've been through and just the way the mortgage world has changed over this time. I bet you many veterans were kept out of that 2022 home buying market.
Yeah, if you go back from the beginning of COVID when all of a sudden the market took off, and it just did, the housing market did, when it took off, it kind of took the veteran and put him off to the side. And part of that reason was because of, we all know about these things called appraisal gap, where a house that would be asking $600,000, but people are offering $680,000. Mm-hmm. So the veteran would have to come up with the $80,000. Well, first of all, VA frowned on that. So a lot of veterans were left out of the game. So they weren't able to even get into, they might want to buy, but nobody would talk to them. Part of the second reason is, when you're doing a VA loan, especially back in those times, there's a certain requirement for a VA house to pass the appraisal inspection.
Okay.
There are certain things that they want done. The appraiser has to look at the home a little different. For example, if there's any wood chips around the wood frames on the exterior of your walls or on the deck, well, those have to be repainted. On a conventional loan, they don't, but on a VA, they did. Mm. So the inspection was a little bit tighter. So what a lot of realtors did, and I thought it was unfair, they just kind of said no because we want to sell the house quickly and we don't want to have to do anything or jeopardize it. So they pushed them off. Sellers didn't want them. Real estate agents didn't want them. So the VA person trying to get a loan struggled really hard. And then there were these perceived time frames that were, again, given out by a lot of realtors who don't like VA loans. And they're saying that it takes so long to get it done. Well, if you think back, when we were going through all of that, everything took so long because we were so busy, you couldn't get an appraisal in a week. Now it took 2-3 weeks to get done, which is no different than VA. So there was a lot of misconception going on, and that's changed. Mm-hmm. We don't see that anymore because of what's going on in the market today.
Right. All right, we hear VA benefits, so let's talk about benefits of a VA loan.
Well, the first thing that I like about the VA loan is that they will do 100% financing. So if the home is $300,000 or $800,000 or $1.5 million, VA will allow you, if you qualify for it, to get approved for that full $1.5 million. Whether it's a singleplex, a duplex, a fourplex, if you're going to live in one side of it, they will allow you to have that loan. You can't get that anywhere else.
Right.
In addition to that, there's no mortgage insurance on a VA loan. There is a thing called an upfront funding fee. And what that is, that's a percentage of the purchase price, depending on if it's your first use or subsequent use. But that can be waived for having any form of VA disability. Example, my brother has broke the tip of his finger playing volleyball in Nam. So they pay him $110 a month because they classified it as a VA disability. So for 40 years, he's been receiving this $110 a month. If he was to do a VA loan, he would not have to pay that upfront funding fee. So when you take that out and you have no mortgage insurance, they also come with some of the lowest rates in the industry. VA rates are normally lower than FHA and lower than conventional loans. So when you start to factor that they'll do 100%, they don't have monthly mortgage insurance, you're more likely going to get your upfront funding fee waived. Their rates are lower. You're able to buy more home and use less of your money to do so. So it's making it much more attractive. And the last thing that really helps in that area is they have higher debt-to-income ratios, meaning which everybody looks at my debt-to-income ratio should be 40 to 45% of my income. Well, with VA, they actually don't have one. They could go up to 80% if they want. It depends on other factors in the loan. The highest I've ever seen is 67% of their income was counted for the mortgage payment. They got approved.
67%.
Wow. But that's VA. They allow you to do that. So it allows you to get into a home so much easier. And I'm going to explain why many veterans haven't used it.
Mm-hmm.
The other advantage to a VA, if you have a home now, and I think it was a week, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the new loan level pricing adjustments
right.
coming out. Well, conventional loans, if you want to pull cash out of your home, it's now going to cost you more money to do it. It's a higher risk to the banks. Well, with VA, they will let you pull out 100%. Conventional loans will only let you take 80%. FHA loans will only take you up to 80%. A VA loan, you can pull out 100% of your equity at the lowest rate with no mortgage insurance. So if you want to use it to pay off debt, or you want to go to college, or you want to invest it somewhere, you can pull out all of your money on a VA loan. So those are benefits that many veterans do not understand, and why when I have a client, one of my first questions is, are you a veteran? Because if you're not interested in the asset manager, that's the best loan on the planet.
Sure.
It's the least expensive. VA can, you, most people will charge a 1% origination. We do VA loans, we don't even charge it. So you're going to save the most money in closing costs, the lowest rates, no M. There's so many positive things about it that you can use.
And yet, I'm sure through your career, you've met veterans that didn't have it.
I always ask them and say, you understand that? Yeah, but it takes too long. No, it really, somebody's missing. They've been told erroneous information.
Because I think you've said in the past, realtors kind of shy away from it.
They don't like them. I've got nothing against realtors. I understand what they're talking about. Yeah, you have to have a VA appraisal, and yeah, there could be something on that that's not on a conventional. But who are you protecting?
Mm-hmm.
Are you protecting the veteran? Are you protecting your pocketbook? Or are you protecting the seller? Who are you protecting? What's the right thing to do?
Yeah.
If you got problems with wood chips on the frames, why don't we just fix it? Especially if you're asking that kind of money for the home. Why not fix it?
Mm-hmm.
If the roof needs to be repaired, fix it. Why not? The veteran will pay for it because then they have no expense. The program is designed to protect the veteran throughout to where they get the lowest of everything with the maximum debt-to-income ratio, and it works very well.
All right. Again, Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. So when you look at the process for approval then, how does it differ from a regular citizen? The VA. I mean, what's really different in that application process or approval
process? The actual process is pretty much the same.
Okay.
You have to qualify for VA, and I'll go through here in a second what the basic criteria is to qualify. But once the process starts, it moves along at a pretty good clip. With VA, they have designated VA appraisers. That is all they do is VA. They know the area, and they do them quickly. There's a flat fee, and it's done. There's no guessing about it. Doesn't matter if it's a $1.5 million home or a $300,000 home. The cost is all the same across the board. But to qualify, you must be an active duty member for 90 days in wartime. So if we're in wartime and you're active duty, yes, you can qualify for a VA loan. Or you can have 6 years in the reserves or National Guard, or 181 days of service in peacetime, like we are now, peacetime.
Okay.
If you've been in for 6 months and 1 day, you now qualify for the ability to do a VA mortgage loan. If you have a spouse of a veteran who died in the line of duty or as a result of a service-related disability from that, and I lost a brother from something that happened to him in the military, so his spouse has the ability to use his VA to finance a home.
Wow. And that's good.
It's very good that they didn't plan on it. What it takes to qualify, there are two things that the main things that we need on a VA. We need your DD-214. If you send that to me within 24 hours, I can get what's called a certificate of eligibility. The certificate of eligibility will tell us, A, you don't have to pay the upfront funding fee, and B, how much you can borrow. If you're approved on a certificate of eligibility, it's normally up to 1.5, as long as your income qualifies you for that payment. And again, like I said, the ratios are a lot higher, so it's a lot easier to make work. I actually had a veteran, he was a captain, and he went out and bought a fourplex at $1.5 million. So he technically is not making any payment on that property because the tenants on the other three are paying for it. Wow. So it kind of worked, and he didn't put any money down, so it was really kind of a nice little feature. He understood that. You may get even if you've been discharged for a hardship, you can still get a certificate of eligibility. There's a qualified rule that says if it's convenient to the government and you've been in for 20 months or 2 years, you can qualify for a VA home loan. Or if the military decides to have a reduction of force or certain medical conditions, service-connected disability. Part of that comes into play because there were many young people in the military, and they were told that they had to get vaccinated and chose not to.
Yep.
Service says you got to go. They still get there if they've been in under these time frame because they said, for the convenience of us, we want you out. So now you have the ability, even though they said bye, as long as you were in for 20 months, you're good. So the qualifying is not as difficult as many people seem. All you have to do is just send me the DD-214, and I come in through the back door, and my processor gets it handled in 24 hours, and we can tell you what you qualify for.
Wow. Zero down. No mortgage. Man, just to go through no mortgage insurance, lower rates, no loan limit. Wow.
Higher debt-to-income ratio.
Higher debt-to-income ratio.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no upfront fees. We don't charge the 1%. It's pretty basic stuff. So your closing fees are basically the appraisal and the title fees. They're pretty small.
They sure are. Kurt Rogers, our guest, Affordable Interest Mortgage. We're going to take a quick break. If you got any questions, hey, give us a call, 303-477-5600, and Kurt will answer them for you. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
The Outdoorsman's Attic is Colorado's very own outdoor gear consignment store.
From live bait to lanterns, firearms to ammo, packs to sleeping bags, all the fishing gear you could ever hope for. And if you need some decoys for the waterfowl season, stop into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Hey, this is Scott Watley here again for my friends at the Outdoorsman's Attic, and they've got hunting, fishing, and camping gear with huge savings up to 70%. You'll find new and pre-owned items to choose from, and since the inventory changes daily, hey, this is a store you need to stop in at least a couple of times a week. Reviews, here's what a few of their customers have said. Cody says, hey, two floors of pure outdoorsman paradise. Mickey said, I love this place. Great small business, family owned and run, lots to look at and good prices. Amy says, if you need good camping and outdoor gear, go here first. Support a local small business. Such great finds. Everyone is so nice and helpful. So save big. Get to the Outdoorsman's Attic today on all of your outdoor gear. 2650 West Hampden Avenue in Sheridan. Tell them Scott sent you.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers with us. We are spending an hour today talking about mortgages and Kurt's end of things, and right now we are talking about VA loans, and boy, the benefits we just went through. So, Kurt, I guess the million-dollar question is, why are not more veterans using this VA loan?
Well, being a veteran, I never went to Nam, but I had three brothers there. When they got out, when they came back, they just kind of took the folder that you get, and they kind of shelved it and wanted to get on with their life.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of veterans will forget that, and they just put it to the side. So I think that that's part of it, but they haven't been told exactly what all your benefits are and how you can use them. They just kind of want to move on, and after a while, you kind of forget it.
Yeah.
There are the statistics about why veterans don't use it, and 27% are not ready to purchase because they firmly believe that renting is cheaper than owning. Okay. I just kind of want to go around some numbers on what the reality of that is. And I'm not going to talk about this year or last year. I'm going to talk about the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And these are numbers that have never failed. Renting is always 38% more expensive than owning. Because when you rent, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying somebody else's mortgage. You're paying for their equity. You're paying for their appreciation. You don't get that. So even though that a mortgage payment may be $100 or $200 higher, so let's take a $350,000 loan. Let's say your rent payment is $2,000. So your mortgage payment is going to be roughly $2,000 because, remember, you have no mortgage insurance.
Right.
You got the low rates. You got 100%. Unlike a rent, when you go to rent, you have to put first security and another deposit. So you have to normally put about three times what your rent payment is in a security deposit that they hold. You don't have to do that with the VA.
Hmm.
You just get to buy the home. Now, when you own that home, every time you make a payment, if you have a $2,000 payment, about $500 of that goes towards principal. So the value of your home is going up, but the payoff is going down. So you're going to make $6,000 you've paid your home down the first year.
Right.
In addition, if you look at what homes appreciate for over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years, it's over 4%. So let's put a number to that. 350,000 times 4% is about 14 grand. So the first year I just made 6 grand by paying it down, plus I made 14,000. So I just made $20,000, which is about $1,700 a month, which means my mortgage payment was zero. Because I'm paying 2, but I'm making 17. So it's cheaper to own than rent. Because whether you're renting or owning, you're paying somebody's mortgage. You're paying that appreciation. You're paying. Now, if it's yours, you get to use it. If it's not yours, you don't. Are there other factors that come into play? Yeah, you have to do a little bit of maintenance. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't you when you're ahead of the game as much as you are?
No doubt.
If you follow the last 5 years with home appreciation, let's be conservative and you just figure it at 8%. Now you made $28,000 a year. And you're still paying the same amount of money or maybe a little bit more than what you did when you rented. And when you're renting, they can always come back and say, oh, we want to raise the rent. Times are really good right now. We're going to raise the rent. Your mortgage payment doesn't go up. It's fixed. It stays right there no matter what happens. That's why, you know, it's actually much cheaper to own than it is to rent. 27% of the people don't know how to use the benefit. They've never been told. They've always been told that the process is too daunting. And that's why I mentioned on the first segment, if you just give me your DD-214, I can find out what you're eligible for, kind of give you an idea what your payments are mm-hmm. and what you can do versus what if you were renting. All it takes is to get a certificate of eligibility. Like I said before, we do not charge the 1% origination fees. And I've been doing VA for over 22 years. When I first started in the business, that was a loan that I personally had. It's a loan that I've showed people how to get. I think it's one of the best loans. If you're able to get it, it's one of the best loans you can. About 15% of the veterans do not believe that their credit score is high enough to get the loan. And here's a misconception. VA has no credit score requirement. They don't care if you have a zero.
Really?
They don't. You're a veteran. You automatically are entitled. You have to qualify with income. Credit score is going to qualify you at a rate. Now, most lenders are going to want you to have at least a 560 or a 580.
Which is
pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay. VA will still do it. But they don't have. They have no maximum debt-to-income ratio. Remember I said you could go up. The highest I had was 67%. But according to their guidelines, they got no maximum debt-to-income ratio. They're looking more at how your income is and what it's being divided, how many kids you got in the family, how many you don't, what other expenses you have, and they're seeing how all that fits together according to their system. There's more flexibility in qualifying with a VA. A whole lot easier to get done. You can have a non-occupying co-borrower if you want with a VA.
Okay.
Now, the non-occupying co-borrower cannot be a veteran and you not be a veteran. You have to be the veteran, and they can, mother, right, father, sister, brother. They can help you get that loan to get you started, which is a great, I mean, if you're in your early 20s and you want to buy a property, that's a great way to get started, start developing passive income is through that process. 10% of those that think that they're not eligible because they didn't have the amount of time in, and that's where the DD-214 comes. Remember I said 90 days. You've been in, you've gotten up in wartime, you're good. 6 months, you're good.
And I can honestly see where somebody would think they didn't qualify.
Yeah.
Just 90 days. Well,
yeah. You know, we're not wartime, so I'm not going to qualify. Well, hang on for 3 more months. All you need is 6 months. 6 months, 1 day, 181 days. So it's pretty active duty, definitely work. If you're in the Reserve or National Guard, you've been there for 6 years, that works. And then, like I said, there's certain surviving spouses or deceased veterans to where the spouse is able to get a VA loan because of their spouse that passed.
Mm-hmm.
So those are different
and
ways.
And I would bet you there's a lot of people that don't take advantage of that.
I agree with that. I think that there are so many spouses, male or female,
mm-hmm.
now,
sure,
that they don't even think that they have the eligibility.
Yeah.
Or somebody, they asked somebody at a bar and said, you know, this happened over here and my spouse, and I wanted to get VA, but I don't think I qualify. And somebody says, yeah, you don't. You have to be in. No, wrong. Wrong information. And again, it's easy to find out how that does. Give me a call. Give me the DD-214. And we got a shot at being able to prove what your certificate of eligibility is.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. So I got a VA loan. I live in that house. If a veteran wants to get an investment kind of property, can they do something like that as well?
I think today is one of the quick answer to that is yes. Today is one of the greatest opportunities for a veteran to be able to start developing passive income, doing exactly what you just mentioned. Remember I talked to you about the guy that bought the fourplex. He bought it in the heat of the market.
Mm-hmm.
$1.5 million. That was pretty expensive. But you can find fourplexes for, or twoplex for anywhere from $400,000 to $600,000, and a fourplex from $600,000 to $800,000. Understanding that the income coming in from those other units help qualify you for the loan and take the pressure off of you. All you have to do is live in that property for a year. So you now have money coming in from somebody else developing passive income. Again, you're making 4% on the property. Again, you're dropping your house payment, you're building your equity by $500 to $700 a month, and you're doing it with somebody else's money. There's an opportunity now. If you do that once and then you wait a couple of years, say, okay, I want to do this again, mm-hmm. within, you know, a 10-year period of time, you're going to have three or four rentals. And they're all paying for themselves, and you're living free. I have clients doing that, and they started with their veteran loan. Whether it was a single family, I have one young kid. He went out and got the loan. He now has boarders. He has a four-bedroom. He rents a room out for $500. So he's receiving $1,500 a month from other people. And he lives there pretty much free. His total payment's $2,000.
Oh, yeah. Once again, hey, if this works for you and you're a veteran and maybe you've just heard a few things here that you had no idea of, you can reach Kurt after the show, 720-895-0500. He'll be glad to sit down with you and kind of go through all the things that we're discussing here on today's show. And, hey, he'll do that in person if you want to come to his office right off Quebec and Arapahoe. Here in the Greenwood Village area, or hey, if you need him to come to you, Zoom. Hey, did you get pretty good at doing those Zoom calls?
I thought it was pretty good. I never extended my time on the Zoom calls.
Exactly.
I think they're important. They were a great way to communicate with people. I still use them today when I'm doing spreadsheets, but I don't like them to go over 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I want to reschedule it because there's so much that can be lost.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So it's.
Yeah,
but Zoom is one of the positive things that come out of COVID.
It sure did. Well, listen, hey, Kurt will be glad to help you. Again, his number is 720-895-0500. We're going to hit a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs, and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578. Mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is KLZ 560, your home station.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just joining us, Kurt Rogers is in studio with us. We're talking about VA loans. And if you missed this at the beginning, let me hit this real quick again. All right. Now, you got to qualify, all right, with income and all. But zero down, no mortgage insurance, chance of the no upfront funding fee, correct?
Correct.
All right. Lower rates, no loan limit. certainly more property types that they can work with you on.
And no debt to income limits.
And no debt to income
limits. So you don't have to be held back at 40-45%. You can go up. Like I said, I had a customer at 67. Shocked me, but they took him. 67%. They said, yeah, you're fine. You kept the house, kept it for about 5 years, sold it, and went and bought another one.
Wow.
So, but it got him started.
Sure.
So he understood. So, yeah.
And if you kind of stopped at the zero down, that'd be pretty good. Just right there.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about some other programs that are close to that, but this is one of the best zero down programs out there. The only mm-hmm. other one besides VA is USDA, but they have other fees that kind of compensate for it. But they have zero downs. Rates are higher, so the VA gives you zero down in the lowest possible rates that are out there. Not all lenders will do VA.
Right. Now, what's their reason there?
They just don't want to go through all the qualifications of the DD-214 and certificate of eligibility. They just choose that's not a market they want. Everybody finds a niche.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but why are we making the veterans suffer?
No.
Why can't they be told? We're going to be talking in the future about more VA benefits because I think the veterans need to understand that they have many out there besides this, and we're going to be going over that in the future.
All right, great. All right, now. You stated also that lenders have done some upgraded first-time home buyer programs. And, again, I just want to bring this up because, man, we've done this show a long time, and I didn't have any idea until a few months ago when you said first-time home buyer.
What it is.
So
Cat have owned a home, been on a title, on a property in the last 3 years.
3 years.
That's the official term for first-time home buyer. There are first-time home buyer programs that they promote that way. Are not first-time homebuyers, meaning which you could have had a house a year ago and you could still use this program. It's designed for people that are just getting into the industry, but almost anybody can use it. One of those, there's three different specific programs that are designed to help first-time homebuyers. One's called Home Ready, one's called Home Possible, and one called Borrower Smart. Remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about how the lenders are going to start charging more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With a higher FICO score, you're now going to pay more than what you're paying today. Simply because your score is higher. We talked about that.
And right.
The statement I made was they're doing that so that they can level the playing field so they could take that extra that you're paying and lower the cost to first-time homebuyers, folks with lower scores, which is what these programs are designed for. They'll take you to 740, but they'll also take you to 620 and to 660 and still give you the lowest rates. So when you start understanding how all this is working, a Home Ready, Home Possible, or Borrow Smart program is going to have lower rates than a conventional 30-year. With a higher score, you're going to get a better rate because of these programs are designed. They cater to lower-income home buyers. One of their requirements is if you make too much money, you don't qualify for this program. Now, the requirement in most of Denver is that the family unit cannot make more than $94,000 a year. I don't really qualify that as lower income, but $94,000 a year.
Yeah.
If you live in Boulder County, that number, I think, goes up to $117,000. Because of the price of the homes.
Gotcha.
But they have income limits that you can't go any higher. The down payment, minimum down payment requirement is only 3%. FHA requires 3.5%. Almost everybody else wants 5 to 10%. This program is designed with only 3% down. In addition to that, when you go to buy a home, if you've ever been in the market, I'm sure people have told you if you don't put 20% down, you have mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And mortgage insurance is like leprosy. It's a really bad thing to have. Well, yes and no. Okay. What they've done for these Home Ready, Home Possible loans is they reduced that monthly mortgage insurance to maybe $30, $40 a month instead of $200 or $300. Again, they're designing to help you get started in the loan. So you're going to get a lower rate with reduced MI. In addition to that, you can get gifts or grants seconds for down payment assistance.
Okay.
Now, this is the part that I think is really exciting because in the last year, there are some down payment assistance programs that will give you up to $25,000 in down payment assistance. They don't, and their rate is actually better than the 30-year fixed that you're going to get because they're charging right now 3% to borrow $25,000 for 360 months. That's $84 a month.
Yeah, that's.
So if you only bring $5,000 and you get their $25,000 on a $300,000 home, you now got 10% down. You're going to get a better rate. You're only paying $84 for that $25,000,
mm-hmm.
and you're in a home. So that's what these Home Ready Home Possible loans allow you to do. You can also, and I mentioned this earlier, with these programs, you can have border income count for your qualifications. Meaning which, if you have somebody that's renting from you,
right.
you're going to rent a room, I get to count that income. So I can now qualify for maybe a different place, like that young man that I talked to you about.
Do you have to show them a lease
yep.
that they've signed or what?
Yeah, you okay. have to show them a document that I'm renting this room out for this amount of money.
Okay.
They'll count that.
Wow.
So, you know, to me, that's kind of exciting. Now, if you're doing a home ready, they'll go to as low as a 620 FICO score. If you're doing a home possible, it's a 660. Either one of those could be first-time home buyer or previous homeowner. It doesn't matter. You qualify for all of those. It's one of the nice features about that. Yeah. It's just an amazing program
mm-hmm.
on how well it works.
Now, anytime you get money for a down payment, just about any program, you got to show where that money came from, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, if you're doing the down payment assistance program, it's proven.
Yeah, they know.
Home
yeah.
ready and home possible, well, they'll say you're fine mm-hmm. on that. If you're getting money from a gift from a family member, it's just that. It's a gift.
Right.
They give it to you. All they want to know is that they didn't take it from you to give back to you.
Exactly.
The documentation that was sitting in their account. Normally, that has to be there for 60 days.
Okay.
So, but that's how you can qualify for the Home Ready, Home Possible programs. This grant thing, and I've talked about this in the past. This part has gotten better. They've lowered the cost for lower FICO scores and lower income people to get into a home. But remember, for the last all year, I've been talking about 3-2-1 buy down.
Mm-hmm.
Now take that, put this into a 3-2-1 buy down. So if your rate starts out, let's say, somewhere in the low sixes, well, your first year, you're making payments in the low threes. You're then making payments in the low fours the second year. Then you're making payments in the low fives the third year. Do you think rates are going to stay where they are in the next 3 years? No.
No.
So that add that to this product, and within a year or two, you're going to be able to turn around and come back and fix your rate, maybe in fours. And because you didn't use all of that 3-2-1 buy down money, they'll pay for the refinance. So by buying a house now using some of these programs and doing that 3-2-1, you can get a 30-year fixed probably within a couple years in the 4%.
So in that 3-2-1 program, you're in that program 2 years, year and a half, 2.5 years.
You refinance at the lower rates.
Okay.
You don't take out any cash, you just refinance. There's money sitting in this bucket of the 3-2-1 money. Because at the beginning of the loan, what it costs for the bank to be reimbursed, the difference, sits in a bucket for you to use. If you don't use it with the lower payment, you get to use it when you sell the house or you get to use it for the refinance. So whatever you're doing here is just paying for whatever you want to do here within 2 years. So it's not extra cost. That's one of the best features about the 3-2-1. You're
sure.
not adding extra money to the deal.
So Home Ready, Home Possible, and then Borrower
Smart.
Smart.
They're all separate, three different separate programs. One's a Fannie, one's a Freddie, and two of them are Freddies.
Okay. So, man, it really takes time for let's take that first-time home buyer. Again, we understand what that means now, but to really sit down and go through, I mean, what kind of questions are you asking me if I come in to say, hey, heard you on Haystack Up Radio and Your Money Matters. Explain these three programs. Which one's best for me?
First thing,
how do you go about
figuring that out? I'm
going
to ask you where you live. Are you paying a rent? If you're not paying rent, they're going to kind of hold your income, your payment to a percentage of something, because if you're not paying rent, you're not used to that. Most people are paying rent.
Sure.
They will then let you go to 150% of whatever your rent is. So if your rent's $2,000, they'll let you go to a $3,000 payment. They think that's not payment shock to you. And I'm just going to ask you how long you've been doing. I need to have 2 years worth of residence somewhere, prove that you live somewhere paying rent.
Okay.
Now, if you're living with parents, that's okay. That's an exception. You could be living at home and wanting to buy your first home. That's okay. We're good with that. Then I'm going to ask you where you work. You can have two or three jobs in the last two or three years. as long as you're receiving pretty much the same kind of income, they're going to count you. Again, they're a little bit more lenient because they know what you're doing. Come out of high school, let's say you come out of college, you got a 4-year degree as an engineer, and you have a letter of employment, I'm done. I don't need 2 years of work because I got 4 years of college. They will count college as employment with a letter of intent to go to work.
Wow. How did all these students, you know, we heard a lot about student loans during all this COVID and getting, you know, where they didn't have to pay it back and all that stuff. How do student loans affect people when they're
That's a great question. When you have a student loan, it's going to show up on your credit report. If you are not making payments, which most people are not on a student loan, the lender is going to count 1% of that balance. So if it's $20,000, they're going to count a payment of $200 a month, okay, as far as your debt-to-income ratio. Now, if you establish to where they'll put it on your credit report that your payment's $10 a month, they'll count $10 a month. But if they don't see one, they're going to count 1% of that figure for your debt ratio. And many people aren't paying it. They're hoping that this will pass, that it'll go through to where they'll be able to cut some of that down.
Gotcha. Kurt Rogers, our guest, Fordham Interest Mortgage. I'm telling you, folks, you need somebody you can trust. Sit down with you, find out the right loan for you. Kurt and his crew are the folks that can help you. 720-895-0500 is the number. We're going to go ahead and hit our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Did you know that the dental health of your pet is extremely important? Your pet can also get periodontal disease, and it's one of the most common clinical conditions seen by the veterinarians at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This may come as a surprise, but most adult dogs and cats show some signs of the disease by the time they reach 3 years of age. If left untreated, pet dental disease can also lead to pain, tooth loss, infection, and even damage to the vital organs such as heart, liver, and kidneys. Your pet's dental health is important to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. In recognition of National Pet Dental Health Month, which is observed every February, we're placing the spotlight on periodontal disease and what pet owners can do to prevent and treat this serious condition. Call today and schedule your pet's exam. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. You can also visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. A few more minutes here with our good friend Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Hey, be sure and check out our website. It's haystackhelpradio.com. There you'll find all of our podcasts. If you missed a show and maybe you didn't get to hear it all and you want to go back and hear it, we'll put all of our podcasts there as well. And also our referral list is there. So be sure and check that out. It's haystackhelpradio.com. All right, Kurt's now with rates, you know, a little bit higher here on conventional loans and some of the fees increasing there. Are there alternative loans that can save homeowners money?
Yeah, we talked about, and I've mentioned it a couple times on the show, about the loan level pricing adjustments that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out for a while, but they're starting to increase them. They're going to increase them on credit scores from 680 to 780. They're going to increase the fees for those. They're going to decrease the fees from 620 to 660. Now, that's backwards.
Man.
For anybody that's backwards. But like I said earlier, they're doing that because they want to level the playing field. They want to give more opportunity for people to buy a home with lower scores. I'm not going to give it a personal opinion. It is what it is.
I will.
Okay. That program is only going to affect Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac loans. It is not going to affect VA. It is not going to affect FHA or USDA. And it's especially not going to affect the all-in-one asset manager. And in almost just the opposite, because VA and FHA understand what's going on, they are lowering their fees. If you have we talked about the upfront funding fee on a VA, that's actually going to be lowered. That takes effect soon. The mortgage insurance on an FHA, which all FHA loans will have it, mm-hmm. they've actually decreased that to make it more competitive because they understand a lot of people wanting to buy a house are not going to be able to go to Fannie and Freddie because the rates are too high because of these adjustments. So VA and FHA are going to be there to be able to pick up the slack. And the all-in-one has almost never had any of these adjustments. They haven't even raised them. They don't even have them. So the all-in-one loan is just gotten a whole lot better because of what it does.
It's just hard to, I guess we shouldn't say it's hard to believe that they're doing that.
Not today's world. Stop. Remember where we are.
It seems like, man, everything on the side of people that are working hard and doing things now, we're having to do things to balance out other things.
Yes. Yeah. And that's another show for John Rush.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
But when you look at, for example, let's look at the asset manager loan. They don't have any hits for the type of property, whether it's an investment property, whether it's a condo, whether it's a townhome, whether it's a modular. They'll do modulars, whether it's a single family or a fourplex. They don't change and have any cost to do those. Loan to value, they're the same. Whether the loan to value is 40%, whether the loan to value is as high as 90%. They don't have any changes there. Mm-hmm. They just do, the rate is what the rate is for all of these across the board. They also don't have it if you're doing loan amount. If you're doing a loan amount of $400,000 or you're doing a loan amount of $1.5 million. There's no jumbo rates. There's no super jumbo rates. They're just the rates. And that's the asset manager. That's the advantage. Besides being a simple interest loan to where you'll pay less interest and own your home faster, they don't have these hits. So whether you're doing a purchase or a refinance, it doesn't matter. And the question that I'm asking customers when they call now, I said, this is the time of year everybody gets their 1099 on how much interest they pay.
Right.
When you look at that 1099, do you look at it to see what the rate is, or do you look at it to see how much interest you paid?
How much interest?
I want to see how much interest I paid, right?
Right.
So when I'm looking at that, do I really care what the rate is? If the rate's at 10% or 2%, but I still had to pay this, would I care? No. That's the money I'm spending. The rate isn't money I'm spending. Interest is what I'm spending. So when you're looking at your 1099 and you want to compare it to an asset manager, the asset manager, in all the years I've done it, they will normally have a lower interest paid no matter what the rate is, whether it's 5%, 7%, 10%, then you will have it at 3% because of the way the loan, it's simple interest. So you're going to pay less interest. By paying less interest, you own your home faster. Mm-hmm. Instead of giving on a $350,000 loan, you're going to pay back about $230,000, $240,000 interest at 3.5%. Instead of doing that, how about pay back 110? That means my interest rate is actually lower because I've paid less interest. And they don't have any hits to do that. That's just the way the loan is set up. I've mentioned this before. We're the only country in the world besides France that does mortgages the way we do them. The rest of the world does simple interest loans. They've been doing them forever. And they're just used to that. Hmm. So it makes it a whole lot simpler. There's no additional cost to get money. When you do an asset manager loan, you're in control of your money. Let's say you're doing a line amount of $500,000, but you're only borrowing $400,000. Well, you have a line of credit for $100,000. As you pay your $400,000 down, that line of credit increases. When you pay it down to $300,000, you now have available $200,000. You don't have to go refinance and have somebody and pay costs to get more money to do a home improvement or to go buy an investment property. You don't need any of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advantage of the asset manager. It allows you to do things like that. The other thing that many people miss on the asset manager is it comes with a savings account feature. Let me kind of explain how that works.
Sure.
Let's say the rate is 7% on the asset manager, and you have $10,000 in savings right now. You take that $10,000 and you put it into the asset manager. It goes into the HELOC function, which is like a savings account. And they're going to basically pay you 7% on that $10,000 every day it sits there. So in a month, you're going to make about $58 a month less in payment, because that equals about $700 at the end of the year.
Okay.
So I saved $58 and all I did was move money. I didn't spend it. It's still available. I can reach in there and take it whenever I want. Over here, I'm not making any money. If over here your savings account was paying you 7%, you've got to claim that as profit, and you got to pay taxes on it, because it's not paying you 7% over here. It's reducing your payment by the 7%. It's interest saved, not interest earned. It's non-taxable.
Right.
So it has another benefit to you, and that comes with this feature. So When you're looking at it, if you have cash flow and you've got money sitting around and it ain't making you 7-8%,
which
it's not.
Probably not.
Right. It's getting closer. It's above 2. But if it's not doing that, the asset manager now allows you to make money on lazy money that's doing nothing. I had a guy this morning I was talking to, and he was telling me about his loan. And I said, well, you have more money than that coming in every month. He said, but I put it over here and pay the bills. I said, well, if you put it over here, this is how much it would save you. He said, that's right. You told me that. So he's now going to make sure every dollar. He said, even if I'm paying my debt, I'm making money on it till I pay my debt. That's exactly right. None of your money ever goes anywhere without making you money with the asset manager. Every dollar of it is earning you interest or saving you interest.
Well, now, we'll come back to the asset manager, but we talked about VA loans. Can veterans do this if they want, or would you still recommend the VA loan for most people?
My first recommendation is going to be the asset manager, because my goal is for you to own your home faster.
Sure.
Because if I can help you save money, you're going to come back and see me. I've had the loan for 16 years now. You won't get me out of the loan. You can go to our website and look at our Google comments about this loan. Mm-hmm. I don't have anybody upset about it. They all love it for that purpose. So this would be my primary loan. But if this one doesn't work for you, because there are little different requirements in VA,
sure.
Then if you have that, I'm going to take you to VA. If not that one, then we're going to talk about some Fannie Mae Home Ready, Home Possible loans to be able to save you money depending on your income.
And, you know, man, we've seen it over these last few years, too. I mean, I knew someone that, you know, had a credit line, so to speak, at a bank, and all of a sudden, without notice, whatever, the bank just shut that off. Here,
no,
like you said, your first point was you're in control. It's your money.
It's your money. When you have the availability as you pay your home down, I've had many customers. Customer I have right now, she's buying a $1.4 million home. She's going to get a loan amount of $1.1. But she's selling her house and going to take $400,000 profit, put it against the 1.1. So it'll drive it down to $700,000. Mm. But she now has available $400,000 at her convenience. Her goal is in 6 months to go out and buy a rental property. Pull out $100,000, buy a rental property, let the tenant pay that payment back.
Sure.
Somebody else's money is giving you money to pay your home off. And she can do that with the asset manager. Now, that's an example of somebody over $1 million, but I've had customers do that as little as $500,000 to $600,000 and be able to move money and build their portfolio at their choice. I can't emphasize enough one of the advantages: you never have to come back and see me again and get requalified to get a loan. You have everything you need in this one loan for 30 years. Your equity is available to you for 30 years. You don't need me. Pick up the phone, call them, tell them to send you your money. They'll send it to you. They don't care why. They'll give it to you.
Right.
So you're in control of something.
Right. And, you know, hey, for most of us, this takes a little bit of understanding and seeing it. All right. And I 100% understand that. But that's something Kurt is 100% willing to do, of course, to help you sit down. Hey, what do you do? Kind of sit down with a spreadsheet and kind of show people just
I sit
how
down
and
ask them a couple questions,
show the
how their cash
numbers.
Flow is. Then I take their cash flow and I put it in a spreadsheet. And I said, here's what you got coming in. Here's what you got going out. In your loan, it will take you this long to pay it off. In this loan, we're going to take 10 to 15 years off of that. traditionally, that's just pretty much how it works. It's always there. One of the other little features about this loan, and this happened to my neighbor back in 2008 when things got tough, she had this loan. She didn't have, she got fired. She got laid off for 18 months. She had no money coming in. She was able to make her mortgage payment, her car payment, and all of her other debts. She was able to keep her kid in school, make sure he could get there. Never affected her credit score, never affected her credit. All it did was add about 4 years to her mortgage term, still paid it off in 22 years, faster than a 30, and she took what I call the speed bumps of life. She was able to get past them and not worry about it. Once a month, she'd bring me cookies.
I thought it was cookies.
She made great cookies.
And when you look at, hey, things come up in life, you know, emergencies, medical things, you know, as Kurt just mentioned, loss of job, maybe home improvements, whatever the case is, man, you're in control of your money. Mm-hmm. And it's making you money.
Yeah, it's not sitting there doing nothing.
And we've said this before, usually if you want to pay something off early, you got to change something in the way your spending habits. Nope. You know, Kurt, the person looks at it and says, well, you got to quit buying that or got to quit doing this. Here, you don't.
If you had the asset manager now, like most people, as they come out of Christmas, they want to pay off debt. A lot of people will call me up and say, I need some cash to do that. Or, I need a HELOC to do that. With this loan, you don't need to repay fees to do it. I keep coming to that. Mm-hmm. Because over 40% of the people within 4 years are going to refinance their home to pull cash out for something. You're going to pay fees again to do it. If you do it twice in 8 years, you're paying way too much money to get money you already got.
Right.
You already built the equity by paying for it. Why are you paying again to get it? This is a loan that prevents that from happening. Wow. It gives you access to your money when you guys figure out you need it.
Boy, great information. Once again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500 is the number. Hey, when you call, let them know you heard here, Kurt, here on Your Money Matters, and we'd appreciate that as well. Do you need to do a disclosure, sir?
NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA. We are an equal credit lender.
All right, sir. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help and Your Money Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.